Hello, grandkids, and welcome to the Stunt Granny audio interview series. On the other end is Juice Jennings, who will be talking to us about NOW7, which is in conjunction with the Arnold Sports Classic, and it will be held at the Bricker Building at the Expo Center, 717 East 17th Street in Columbus, Ohio. Juice Jennings, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, how do you think I'm doing? I'm the victim of an ongoing conspiracy to hold me down in the professional wrestling industry, so I'm not doing very well at all.
Well, to fill some people in, there is a 56-man tournament, round-robin tournament for the NOW Heavyweight Championship, and Mr. Jennings here is not included.
That's right, and if there's ever been evidence of this conspiracy, if you really believe that this is all in my head and that this doesn't exist, this is the defining evidence, ladies and gentlemen. I am not in the tournament. They left me out of the tournament. They know I would have won the tournament, and that's why they pushed me out. And to be honest, I think this thing goes all the way to the very top of the Arnold Expo. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger himself is pulling the strings, people.
Arnold does have a habit of showing up at various events that are taking place. So I do think that you may have a chance to confront him.
Well, I hope so, because I'm going there on Sunday, on March 4th. Whether they want me there or not, I'm walking into the Arnold Expo, I'm getting in that ring, and I'm not leaving until Schwarzenegger meets me in the middle of the ring and explains why he's at the very top of this conspiracy, and I'm not leaving until he meets me there.
Will you try to get said meeting before or after your match with the handlebar haberdasher Marion Fontaine?
Yeah, that's right. I'll also be beating up Marion Fontaine on that day as well, and confronting Arnold Schwarzenegger. So it's going to be a great day.
Do you prefer an order for one or the other? Do you need to get Arnold out of the way first?
I just take it as it comes. You know what? I'm just fighting. I'm fighting an entire anti-juice regime. I am fighting faceless enemies on all sides. And I'm fighting for the freedom of free speech. I'm fighting for what's right. And anybody gets in my face, they're going to get knocked out. Whether it's Marion Fontaine or the Governator, I could care less.
I did hear a rumor that Jock Sampson does not believe in your conspiracy theories.
Would you have any words for him? No one seems to believe, because it's just a little too convenient the way things work out, isn't it? Isn't it convenient that they bring me in to headline the very first NOW show? Isn't it convenient that I win the first main event of the very first NOW show? And then all of a sudden, things start changing. They start switching my opponents. They start throwing bullcrap stipulations at me at the last second. That's because they saw how dangerous I really am. They know that if left unchecked, I will take over NOW. They know that I'll take over the entire pro wrestling industry, and that's why it is an industry-wide conspiracy that seems to go all the way to the very top of politics and Hollywood. I'm looking at you, Arnold.
Now was Aaron Williams your opponent at NOW6 this past a couple of weeks ago? Is he in on the conspiracy against you?
I think there's high-ranking officials who are great at manipulation, and I think even if people don't understand that they are part of this conspiracy, they very much are. They're being manipulated. They're nothing but pawns in the grand scheme of things. So whether Aaron knows that he's serving the puppet masters, or if he doesn't, it doesn't matter. Because anybody they put in front of me, I'm going to knock them out, I'm going to break some ankles, and I'm going to liberate some people's minds. That's what I'm going to do.
You will have a chance to liberate a lot of minds at the Arnold Classic. It is a large event to be at. Will you consider that a success in such a large stage?
Well, I mean, I'm a premier athlete. I am a professional wrestler. I've wrestled all over the country. I have entertained thousands of people. This is no different for me. This is just another Sunday evening. But what I am going to do is coming in with a political agenda. I am going to make a statement. I want to open people's minds. I want them to learn about the truth, because at this last show, it was supposed to be the Justice for Juice protest. I told everyone to bring their signs. I told everyone to be ready to make a statement. And when I went out there, and when I chained myself to the ring post in protest, peaceful protest, may I remind you, I looked across that crowd and I didn't see a single sign. And you know why that is? It's clearly because NOW management confiscated their signs as they were trying to come into the building. They're impeding on people's First Amendment rights. Do you understand that?
That is a pretty serious accusation that you're laying down against NOW management.
There's probably a whole dumpster full of pro-juice signs. You understand? They don't want people to know that the public is behind me.
Squashing dissent is a tactic by someone trying to keep people under the thumb. So it does coordinate in that regard.
When you control the media, when you control the flow of information, you control how people think. Do you agree?
I do agree. Is there a good place to find some pro-juice information?
Yes, there is a petition online to recognize me as the most dangerous man in professional wrestling to stop this vicious conspiracy. You can go to change.org. It's Justice for Juice. You can find it. If you Google Justice for Juice, use the hashtag on all the social medias, and you will find my supporters. We are many. Don't be fooled. They will let you believe that I'm just some crazy guy making up stories. This is a movement, people. This is a whole political agenda, and we will be heard.
You would say that, unlike, maybe a flat earther, this is a non-controversial stance that you're taking.
I'm not gonna get into the flat earth or the lizard people or the hollow moon. I mean, whether it exists or not, that's irrelevant. I'm here to talk about the, tyrannical regime behind New Ohio Wrestling. And the vicious conspiracy that's perpetuated by the puppet masters sitting in their ivory tower to hold me back and stifle my progress.
Ivory towers are known as a place of high knowledge, but that is obviously not the case.
The guy's sitting in their mansions. The guy's making millions of dollars off of my hard work. And my name and my credibility, when I go out there and I do what I do better than anyone else on the planet, and that's wrestle professionally and beat people up, they're the ones profiting off it. But all of a sudden they decide they want to hinder my progress and they're going to try to screw me over? I don't think so.
You can still see and you can see Juice get his justice this weekend. March 4th at NOW 7 at the Arnold Sports Festival at the Bricker Building. Do you have any last parting words for your opponent, Marion Fontaine, before we get out of here, Mr. Jennings?
Whether he knows he's working on behalf of the Puppet Masters or not, I will beat him into submission. I will beat him until he sees the light of day, and he will thank me at the end of the day when I free his mind. And Schwarzenegger, I'm coming for you.